Going to Meet the Man by James Baldwin. Narrated by Dion Graham.
For Buford Delaney. The Rock Pile. Across the street from their house, in an empty lot between two houses, stood the rock pile. It was a strange place to find a mass of natural rock jutting out of the ground. And someone, probably Aunt Florence, had once told them that the rock was there and could not be taken away, because without it, the subway cars underground would fly apart, killing all the people. This, touching on some natural mystery concerning the surface and the center of the earth, was far too intriguing an explanation to be challenged. And it invested the rock pile, moreover, with such mysterious importance that Roy felt it to be his right, not to say his duty, to play there. Other boys were to be seen there each afternoon after school and all day Saturday and Sunday. They fought on the rock pile. Sure-footed, dangerous, and reckless, they rushed each other and grappled on the heights, sometimes disappearing down the other side in a confusion of dust and screams and upended flying feet. "It's a wonder they don't kill themselves," their mother said, watching sometimes from the fire escape. "You children stay away from there, you hear me?" Though she said children, she was looking at Roy, where he sat beside John on the fire escape. "The good Lord knows," she continued. "I don't want you to come home bleeding like a hog every day the Lord sends." Roy shifted impatiently and continued to stare at the street, as though in this gazing he might somehow acquire wings. John said nothing. He had not really been spoken to. He was afraid of the rock pile and of the boys who played there.